This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And so I'm looking forward to this. This is, you know, it's Katrina pushed forward, right? It's 2006. The Superdome is reopening. It's Atlanta coming to town. Saints are already 2-0. Not everybody remembers that those first two games of the 06 season beat Cleveland, beat Green Bay, both on the road. And so our kind of look back is the pregame kind of chat between the great Jim Henderson and the great Hoagie Guyjean before the greatest football game that gives everybody chills. So here's Jim and Hoagie before that game.
And good evening once again, everybody, from the Louisiana Superdome. This is Jim Henderson. On October 16th, a year ago, the Saints lost a thrilling game to the Falcons, 34-31, on the game's last play. But it was more than a game the Saints lost that day in San Antonio. It appeared at the time that the city of New Orleans would lose its franchise. San Antonio Mayor Phil Hardberger, who had been a guest of Tom Benson's, had a thrilling game in front of a sold-out Alamo Dome crowd, announced afterward that he would begin negotiations with Benson after the season, and he had been given a great deal of encouragement that a deal could be struck. Among the many emotions I felt that day was sorrow. Sorrow for a Saint fan base that I was convinced was still there. It was a fan base that was displaced by the storm, disappointed by the team's failures, and disaffected from a quarterback it could no longer root for, a coach it no longer believed in, and an owner it could no longer trust. The shame of losing the team because the fans were being blamed for non-support under those conditions would have been so unfair. I believe that if some of those impediments could be changed, most of the fans would come back. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that all of those impediments would be changed and all of the fans would be back in numbers greater than ever before. Tom Benson did the right thing in coming back. He did the smart thing in changing coaches and quarterbacks, and he did a lucky thing in being able to draft Reggie Bush. Now he's been rewarded by the rekindling of a love affair with this team that has been fanned by design, by fate, and by good fortune into an inferno of passion. Katrina could not blow it out. Katrina could not drown it. It's back, leading the way for a city, a state, and a region that will be back too. Joined now by Hoagie Guyjean. And Hoagie, maybe we could get it out of the way at the very beginning. Just kind of have a group cry up here in the broadcast booth, because that's the kind of emotion we felt from the moment we stepped in this place.
There's no doubt, Jim, there's no way you can tell me that you don't have a lump in your throat right now. Anybody that is a New Orleans Saints fan, you know, you got the bands coming out there. You got the fans in the stands. You got look how many people are down on the field right now. I mean, this is, I'm going to tell you, it's a spectacular atmosphere, what we're going through right now. And I tell you what, I just got goosebumps all over me. And you know how hard that is to do.
And how hard it is to look at as well.
Well, but that's your problem.
Yeah, yes, it is. The stage has been set for U2 and Green Day, and when they're ready, we're going to go down and join them. But you see fans here that you haven't seen in a year greeting each other, tears in their eyes.
everybody hugging one another. I mean, you see people, I mean, they're coming up right here in front of us and they're waving and they're coming up here and they want to give us a hug and a kiss. And it's just tremendous. Listen to that. Does it get any better?
I can't believe that it can.
But they were wrong. It did get better in the first quarter. Steve Gleason blocked the punt. They couldn't have seen that one coming. I was in the crowd that night. I was a 10 o'clock anchor at WWL-TV, and the game was on ESPN, and they're like, can I have off? And I'm like, go ahead. Your mom won't be watching us at 10 o'clock. They'll be watching, right? So we purchased season tickets that spring. So that is the first game I've ever been to as a fan in the Superdome, ever. That was my first game. That was my intro to Saints football. I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. This is pretty cool.
Remember a few years back, I talked to Morton Anderson about that game, and it's the funniest, one of the funnier subplots of that is like Morton Anderson's at that game with the Falcons.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I remember he was just like I walked into that building, and he's like, I've never been more confident that my team was not going to win a game. Like, the Saints were never going to lose that game. Like, there's nothing could have happened where the Saints were going to lose that game.
They didn't. It wasn't, first off, the most exciting game. Wasn't a really great game. It was 23-3.
Yeah.
But after the pump block, I was like, I had to go back and look up the score. I was like, what was the score? Right? I had kind of forgotten. Right? The rest of the game was a blur. But
there's a certain point where there's so much energy in a building that you just have no hope of matching it.
Yeah.
And that's
Jim Elmore was the coach for Atlanta. He felt the same way.
Yeah.
Right. He'd been in that building as most of his entire, you know, life as a, you know, as a kid growing up. But let me tell you, man, and we haven't talked a lot about Katrina because I think it's been out there enough. But that moment, that night, that blocked punt was a euphorium. Like, to me, it was a release. It was guttural. It was personal. It wasn't even cheering. I mean, it was cheering, but it was just a release. And people were crying and hugging, just like Hokie said. And that was before the block punt, right?
They replayed. Remember they replayed that game during COVID and like 70,000 homes watched it?
I mean, there's a couple of things. I know we got to take a break. Is that you know, the first drive, Saints win the toss, kickoff, and the Falcons fumble it on like third down. It almost doesn't go out of bounds, almost gets recovered by the Saints. They almost don't punt. And you think about, well, what would have changed, right? Nothing probably, but life would have been different, right? If they win 23-3, it's a good game.
We might not have a monument outside the dome
right,
from that game.
For sure, but it's just, you know, things happen for a reason. And I will never forget it. And I will say this as we go to break. I do believe this is it. Katrina, you're done. We've had your 20 years.
Yeah.
You're no longer a benchmark for this city. We did the anniversary. We will always go back and remember the heroes, remember those who gave and those who saved lives. But you're not a benchmark for where we are
50,
anymore.
I think
no.
50 is the next.
We're done.
You got to do 50.
We're done.
We can make it till then. You won't have to worry about that, Oz.
That's
come on.
True. That is true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.